another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. Today I have my friend Maggie from Coop Aleworks, and we talk about all sorts of stuff. It was a lovely episode. We drank an F5 and hung out and talked about podcasts and the craft beer industry in Oklahoma and wine and grocery stores, and it was just a great time. So I hope you guys really enjoy this episode. As always, this episode is sponsored in part by Coop Aleworks. So thank you, Coop, for all the love, and also sponsored in part by Savory Spice Shop. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. And as always, you can find me at overeasy.blog is where I kind of do my blogging stuff. And there's a new recipe up with F5 beer cheese and soft pretzels. So I hope you guys go and check that out. And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, OKC Over Easy. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get on to the episode.
My friend Maggie from Coop Aleworks is here with me today.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, OKC Over Easy listeners. I also haven't recorded in a month, so I'm feeling a little bit rusty.
So maybe we're both. We're just getting into it.
Let's just crack open these beers so everybody can listen. Here we go. We have two F5 IPAs from Coop Aleworks today, and this episode is sponsored by Coop Aleworks. So, thank you, Coop, for being just generally awesome.
Yes, we love to support the community and whatever anyone's doing. So, we like to be a part of whatever we can.
I think that's awesome, and I am just such a huge fan of Coop Aleworks, and I'm so glad that you guys are in the community. So, what'd you do this morning? Anything?
I haven't done much this morning. I do have a young puppy who's 5 months old.
Oh my God.
So my husband left about an hour before I did. And so I feel like sometimes I'm like, how am I going to have kids when I have to take care of this puppy by myself? Because she gets crazy and she gets into everything. So
what kind of puppy is it?
We don't know what she is. We got her from the Humane Society. So she's just a mix, but we think she's some kind of terrier mix.
Okay.
Her mom was there too, and her mom's about 20, 25 pounds.
Okay.
She's a little black dog. She's really cute.
Does she like to cuddle?
She likes to cuddle when she's calm.
Okay.
Which if you've had a pup, I know you have dogs, so I don't know if they were puppies, but they kind of go from 100 to 0. And so
I got Amy. She wasn't a puppy. She was one-ish. So I've never had to do the whole puppy thing.
Yeah.
Which seems really overwhelming. When I got Amy, she was already potty trained and she was kind of sick. But other than that, she knew sit and she knew how to fetch and do that kind of stuff. So, I think I would be overwhelmed with the hot water bottle heater and potty training and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, the potty training is a lot, and she's also pretty high energy compared to our other pets.
Okay.
So she's always wanting to play and roughhouse, and they're just kind of leave me alone.
Yeah.
So
I never had little dogs in my life until I met my boyfriend and he has a Yorkie, and now I'm obsessed with little dogs. I feel like I'll be that old lady with just a Yorkie on her lap.
Well, when we got this dog, we have an older pit mix.
Okay.
So he's 10 or 11. We're not really sure. Uh-huh. He was adopted. But my husband had been I maybe want a small to medium. And I was really surprised.
Yeah.
He never struck me as the small dog.
Right.
Type. But I think now that we have the small dog, he wants the lap dog. He wants the snuggly dog. So
it's so funny because when I met Mike, it was his family all had Yorkies. So I'm okay, it's kind of a family type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm obsessed with them. I held Maverick a baby last night for an hour. And I was this is what I want a fur baby.
Yeah. They're easier to snuggle than the big dogs.
Yeah. So what's your new dog's name?
Her name is Avery.
Okay.
So it's a little beer inspired, actually.
Ooh.
We were trying to come up with something, and Avery is a big brewery in Colorado. So
Okay. So have you been out to Colorado and go to all the breweries out there?
Yeah, I actually with Coop got to go to the Great American Beer Festival last year, and there we took trips out to Avery, which is in Boulder. We went to Oscar Blues. We went to New Belgium. So it was really cool
that
to see those
really fun
large scale. It was crazy because I could compare it to what I see at Coop, but obviously on a much larger scale.
Yeah.
So We did a New Belgium tour that was probably 3 to 4 hours long, and I think they could have gone longer. That's, like, I think they could stretch that tour all day if they really wanted to.
That's cool, working in the industry, and then you get to see, like, how other people do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked in alumni relations, and it was really cool to go to, like, other campuses and see, like, they have a huge alumni center, and they have all this. So I think that would be really cool to see, like, we're a pretty big brewery in Oklahoma, like the biggest one, right?
Yes. But then, yeah, like you're saying, to go to Colorado where the craft beer industry is huge, it's like insane to see how big, how large of a scale they're doing everything on.
Yeah.
It's really cool, though.
We're going to get into more beer talk, and we're going to talk a ton about Coop in a little bit. But we're going to start out with the Eat of the Week. And do you have a favorite restaurant that you've been eating, or a favorite dish that you've been making, or something you've been really into?
Well,
lately,
with this rainy weather, I did make baked potato soup last night. It was really good.
I saw a picture.
As far as restaurants, kind of my, like, go-to always recommendation for people is the Mule.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Macaroni Pony.
Yeah.
It is really definitely good. Something that I have to be, like, going home after I eat it so I can just, like, take a food nap. Mm-hmm. But it is probably my favorite.
So I heard that the Mule, and I work at Gulfport with one of the owners of the Mule, and he, through the grapevine, I heard that they won best ranch dressing in Oklahoma City. Let me Google that real quick. And apparently there's a ranch blogger in Oklahoma City that I haven't done research on yet, but I need to. But yeah, have you had their ranch dressing, or do you remember it being, like, really good?
I don't think I've had it. I definitely love their fries.
Their fries are really good.
But I don't think I've ever had them with ranch. I didn't even know they had ranch.
That's what I'm like.
Because I'm like, do they have salad?
They do have salad. I've had salad there before. I typed in best ranch dressing OKC the Mule, and I'm not seeing anything. But I will update my listeners on either the Instagram or the Facebook about this best ranch dressing, because I don't think I've ever had their ranch dressing. I'm like, I'm sure I've had it with their cheese curds, right?
Oh yeah, you're right. And I had it was good, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it didn't stick in my mind.
Do you have, like, a favorite ranch dressing?
I worked at Charleston's in high school and college, and their ranch is really good.
Yeah,
it's kind of like not on the trendy ranch. Mm-mm. But the ranch and the honey mustard.
The honey mustard is so good.
And no one's honey mustard is like that.
Right.
Like, you go other places and it's, like, not as creamy.
But it's the same at Louis, too, since they're, like, Smith. Oh, their honey mustard is so good. I could drink it. I like it with the sweet potato fries. Really good. Yeah, the Mule is a good spot. I haven't really been out. I saw Burger Punk the other day.
Yeah.
We had gone to Chicken Beer, and I was like, can we go to Burger Punk and get a shake? But we were both, like, really full. I've heard it's okay. Yeah.
Was that a pop-up?
It's the new food truck from 84 Hospitality.
It's a truck. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just, like, a burger and fries truck.
Yeah.
And they have some cool shakes, I guess, too. Like Butterfinger Miso, which I'm like, what is that gonna taste like? But I mean, it could be really good.
But if my mind was set on Chicken Beer, we love Chicken Beer.
We really love Chicken Beer. It's a good, like, middle of the road, and it's a little bit elevated, but it's still, like, my boyfriend from Western Oklahoma still really likes it. We went there on Friday and we sat on the patio and it was really nice.
It's also a good one. My parents have Thunder tickets, so we go with them occasionally, and it's open late during the week, so we can go there after, and it's a good place for my parents, like, nothing too crazy, the service is good, like.
Ooh, I should take, well, my mom probably wouldn't, she doesn't really like stuff with flavor, but my dad would probably really enjoy Chicken Beer. Do you get the boneless or the ones with bones in it?
I get boneless, but my parents like traditional, so they usually get those. The first time we went, I don't know that they were expecting the Asian flair, but I do think they like it now that they know that
it's not too Asian-y. Yeah. It's like,
there are definitely options that are not, but I always like the gochujang, and
really good. We had the yellow curry, and speaking of curry, that's my eat of the week. I've been into curry lately, and it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, it's been 7 years and my taste buds have changed.
Yeah.
Because I used to not like it and now I'm like kind of obsessed with it. Like I get it whenever I can. I've never made it, but that's on the docket to do tonight. So it's Sunday. This episode will go up today.
Okay.
And I'm going to make some curry. I've never done it before.
Yeah.
Do you like curry?
I do like curry. I love Thai food. Mm-hmm. Another, like, this is not trendy eat of the week at all, but I live kind of near Bethany, and Lai Thai in Bethany is probably my favorite Thai here.
Hot so tip.
It's like 23rd and Council area. Okay. It's like not on the in the bubble, in the right. city bubble, but it's really good. And I have not had their curry because when I do Thai, I usually go more noodles, uh-huh. but Indian, I'll do curry.
Yeah. So. We really like Penang too.
Oh, okay.
Which is right next to our work. We go there all the time. And I had their curry the other day and it was really good. But I also love their pad thai. Like I can't.
That's kind of like sometimes I order, I'm like, do I want rice? Do I want pad thai?
Yeah.
Do I want curry?
It's all
I
good.
Love Thai.
It's
yeah.
all good. It's yeah. It's delicious. Yeah, so I've been into curry. I asked on Twitter for people to send me their best curry recipes and I'm gonna make one tonight, so I'm super excited about that. Okay, grocery gab. And listen, the last episode was like pre wine in grocery stores.
Yeah.
So we can talk about wine and beer in grocery stores. Like, what's up?
I know.
It's so crazy.
I went around that Monday on October 1st because I do the social media for Coop. So okay. I was trying to get pictures and see who had what.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see. And even now when I've gone grocery shopping, I'm like, oh, a wine aisle. I'm like surprised.
We're like Puritans.
Yeah. And it was cool to see it. Everyone was kind of still getting set up. Uh-huh. I think it snuck up on everyone quickly. But
yeah,
from what I saw, some really good local craft beer selections uh-huh. were at Trader Joe's, which was a little surprising to me because they're so known for the wine. But they had a decent little section of local craft.
Oh, I saw a huge thing yesterday of F5. I was like, yes.
Yeah. And then I remember Homeland had some good ones mm-hmm. and Whole Foods, like it was like a miniature liquor store in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And I don't really shop there usually for groceries, but I was like, it was seriously like a little section of the store was just all wine and beer. So it was really cool.
Yeah. I was in Sprouts and I was just kind of staring at it. And this girl came up to me and she was like, isn't it amazing? And we had this like moment and I was like, it's just wild that it's here. And I mean, I've spent my whole adult life like having to go to the liquor store to get High Point beer and wine. And now it's like in the grocery store, which is so, I mean, minuscule to anyone that doesn't live in Oklahoma, but it's like really big for us now.
And it's even weirder, I think, the convenience stores. Like to go into 7-Eleven and see wine is like,
you're like, what?
I'm like, this doesn't belong here.
And then what's the rule? Like, so if it's in 7-Eleven, can you buy it up until a certain time or can you buy it like all hours of the night?
It is up until a certain time. I don't know off the top of my head, but Edible OKC actually did a really, I referenced this like at work. They did a good little Instagram graphic that I think is also going to be, it's in their new drinks issue.
Okay.
But it had a good little bullet points of like what's allowed now, what's not affected. Mm-hmm. And so I know we're allowed to extend our tap room hours now.
Yeah.
Which,
have you done yet or no?
We haven't done that yet. Since we're like Southside, mm-hmm. it's like not as much of a bar atmosphere. So I don't know what we're going to do. I think once we're on 23rd, the hours will be extended for sure. But
yes, which we will talk about later. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. One thing I found is I have bought some bad wine. Like I don't know what to buy. And I know like the general types. My friend Judy, who has been on the show a million times, she works at the library. And I said, hey, will you put me in some books about beginner's guide to wine? And she put one in and I got it. It's called Wine All the Time. And it's by Marissa Ross. And I just started it. And it's actually really good primer for people that don't know that much about wine. And she explains it in a very down to earth type of way.
That's good.
So now I can go into the grocery store and feel a little bit more versed on what to buy. Because I bought some Trader Joe's wine and I was like, this is bad. So I had to make it into sangria. And I've just kind of been blindly choosing things.
Yeah. Right and now. It's funny working at Coop because I do drink beer, but I also love wine. Uh-huh. I'm a big wine drinker. But I had no like rhyme or reason to. Yeah. I kind of like know what price range I'm going for. I like red. I don't like sweet. So I just kind of go in that direction.
Yeah.
And hope for the best. It usually works out fine.
Yeah. But. And it's like the one that I didn't like, I was like, I got to make this into sangria. Yeah. Like, this is not going to work. So just like squeeze some lime in it, put a dash of orange juice. I was like, okay, this is fine. Yeah. So everybody send us your opinions on wine in grocery stores and we'll read them next time on the show. I just think it's really interesting and wild and just it's going to change a lot for the city.
And even the cold beer in the liquor stores.
Yeah.
The like Byron's and Poncho's mm-hmm. and Grand Cru kind of stand out and where I went that first day had big cooler setups and lots of local also. So
yeah, I haven't been to Poncho's ever. Okay. I don't think
that was. So I grew up in Northwest Oklahoma City and Poncho's was like my parents' go-to.
Oh.
So it's Expressway and Meridian and they always said the prices there were the best. So I believe them.
Yeah. Because if my parents said it. I love Grand Cru. That's like one of my favorite. I mean, it's huge and they're so helpful.
And I don't really shop at Byron's just because I don't work or live over there. Mm-hmm. And when I went in there, I was like, this is like a Walmart liquor store. It was crazy. I didn't realize how intense it was.
Oh my God. You should see it at Christmas. Like there's literally parking attendants outside just like directing traffic. Yeah. And it is a true nightmare. Like it's just, it's not great, but sometimes it's where you gotta go. Yeah. So. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next segment, which is my OKC Talk Judgment Corner. so this is where I get on OKC Talk and find the latest and greatest news about Oklahoma City development and IKEA.
I saw a blurb on Facebook. And is it an announcement or is it like a maybe
they're
announcement?
They're just saying they're looking at Chisholm Creek, which Chisholm Creek is like blowing up.
That is definitely where I would expect it to go if it came.
There's definitely a Costco going in, which is incredible.
Which I've heard, again, I'm not super familiar with Costco, but I'm like, it's like Sam's, right? And people are like, yeah, but way better. Like
it's like Sam's, but if Sam's had like a pulse on trendy things. Mm. So you know how like Aldi is just kind of regular and Trader Joe's is like trendy. Yeah. I think that's kind of the correlation of it. I follow an Instagram account because I'm a freak called Costco Does It Again. So it's kind of like Target Does It Again. Do you follow that?
I've seen it.
It's just like a really great marketing way to promote Target or to promote Costco. And they show like different products that are at Costco. And I'm like, I'll go there. Yeah. Like I'll buy stuff. I'll buy, you know, 24 bottles of kombucha for $17 or whatever, however much they're charging. But, Costco's going in. Have you been to the new Firebirds wood grill?
No, I haven't either. So we went up there when Uncle Julio's, not right when they opened, but we went up there and, we saw it, but it wasn't open yet.
Yeah. Did you like Uncle Julio's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's like, yeah, it was like Mexican.
Right. And I'm like, I don't know. Bougie Mexican just isn't like my jam. I'd rather go to a taco truck or Ted's, honestly.
Where
you know?
I can like eat unlimited chips and queso.
But it's so funny because we would get like two meals at Ted's. And then finally I was like, let's just split something. And so now we split the chimichanga meal and it's like, the perfect amount of food because we eat a ton of chips and queso and tortillas, drink a margarita, and then half of a chimichanga. Perfect.
And I cannot stop on the Ted's tortillas.
Oh,
if
my
they keep
God,
bringing
I
them,
can't
I'm
stop.
Gonna keep eating
I
them.
Can't stop. It's my favorite. I mean, sometimes we go to Chilino's just because it's close, but my heart lies with Ted's for sure. What was I gonna say? So yeah, there's all those new places up there. So IKEA is looking at building there, and I'm like, great. I'd love an IKEA. But we shall see what happens with the Chisholm Creek development. So it'll be interesting to see. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
Let's jump right in. So you haven't been on the show before. Maggie Silkey, that's how you say your last name, right?
Yes, that is how you say it.
you grew up in Northwest Oklahoma City is what you said.
I did. I've lived in Oklahoma all my life. So I grew up in Northwest Oklahoma City, and then I went to Oklahoma State in Stillwater.
Okay.
And then moved back to the city.
I need to go. I haven't ever done like a Stillwater food tour.
Okay.
I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. And it's
What suggestions would you give?
So the Eskimo Joe's cheese fries do live up to the hype.
Yes.
But like I would go there and get cheese fries and then go to like Hideaway, which I swear the Hideaway is different. The crust is different.
Because it's the first one.
It's the first one. And there's like rumors that they still have some of the stuff that's just theirs that's not shared with
Alpine other locations. Alpine sauce?
I don't know.
Or like the Italian dressing?
Oh, I don't know. Mm. I think the crust is different and better.
Okay. But I've had Rob Christinger. He used to work for Hideaway.
Right.
He was on the birthday episode, which was a couple years ago. And he talked about like the Stillwater hacks from Hideaway. Okay, so you would do cheese fries at Eskimo Joe's, Hideaway pizza.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's a place called, back to Thai food, there's a place called Thai Cafe that's really good.
Okay.
That is kind of like, you wouldn't expect it. It kind of looks like run down on the outside, but it's really good.
Uh-huh.
As far as the bars go, when I was there, I was always at Stonewall was my bar of choice. So that one's kind of off the strip. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely walking distance from everything, but it's not on the strip. And then when we go back now for games a lot, we'll go to College Bar or the Copper Penny is somewhere that has a drink called a limey that is like famous. And we'll usually get one before a game because it's, I mean, I think they're $10 or so, but they're huge. And like,
I have had a limey before.
Like one gets you like,
ready to go
to the game. So it's,
the thing that I had, and I have only been to Stillwater on game day one time. I do not like football. I don't watch it. But we went for Bedlam with a couple friends. And I had a limey. And then we went to Marshall's, J.R. Marshall's.
Murphy's. Yeah.
And the drinks were like $1.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's like, I don't remember this last time because we got limey. So those are pricey. But I remember last year we went once and we went to Joe's. And I think we both got two double cocktail liquor drinks and it was like $6.
It's really crazy.
Excuse me.
It's really crazy. Stillwater is kind of its own little spot. So you went to OSU and then what did you do after college?
Well, after college I worked for a PR agency. Actually, my degree was in strategic communications, which started out as PR, and then while I was there they kind of switched up the degree programs for, you know, like technology and more
social
updated.
Media.
Yeah. So I worked at a PR agency as an intern and then worked there for a couple of years and then came on at Coop about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah. Did you always like beer? Were you kind of like when you applied for the job at Coop, were you like, yes, I love beer. Like I want to work for Coop.
I did. And I was familiar with Coop and kind of like following the craft beer industry here. I really liked the local aspect, I think. So the PR agency I worked for a variety of clients, but a lot of the time that stuff wasn't like a product or like fun events in the community and stuff. So I loved that job and I loved everyone I worked with there, but I liked the idea of working for a local business that I could see out in the community and talk to people about the brand. And I did like beer. I always, even before working for Coop, it's like in college, you know, you drink like such crappy cheap beer.
Yeah.
And then once I turned 21 and would like order other beer in restaurants, even a couple years later to go back and drink a Bud Light, I was like, oh, this isn't as good as I like thought it was.
I mean,
it has its place.
Yeah.
But
it's always like better in your mind.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like beer at all when I started drinking. And so I remember going on a spring break trip. And I was a little too old to be on the spring break. I think I was 22. I had like already graduated college and we went to the beach and all we had was Coors Light. And so I was like, this is what I got to drink. Like if I'm going to try to get drunk with my friends. So that's like where I started to like beer. And then I'm not sure where things changed, but I do remember being at Louis and someone ordered an F5 and I was like, I think I'm going to try that too. And that was when they were the taller ones.
Yeah.
And so I tried it and I was like, this is really good. And so that's when I started to get, and I'll be the first one to say, I don't know too much about beers. Like, I know, like, the difference between an IPA and a sour. And, like, yeah. But that's, like, easy to, like, taste. So I don't know, like, the intricacies of, I guess, brewing beer and doing all that kind of stuff. So is that, like, fun to learn about? And have you learned, like, a ton about that?
It is cool to learn about. And so when I started... like probably 6 months after I started, we send everyone that works there to Hoppin Brew School, which is out in Yakima Valley, Washington.
Oh, cool.
Which I had never heard of, but yeah. It's like the hop capital of the country, and they grow a lot of hops there. And that was a really cool experience because uh-huh. That was something I literally never would have gotten to do.
Yeah.
And even is not like super applicable to my position at Coop, but yeah. It's just really cool to see that in action uh-huh. And go up there with a few people that I work with and see,
get to bond and like,
yeah, and you see like the harvest, and it's just really cool.
So. Yeah. I definitely, it's definitely an acquired taste. So I was like,
yeah, it's interesting that F5 was like the first one you liked because it's pretty hoppy. Like I remember the first quote craft beers that I liked were like Blue Moon, Boulevard Wheat. Like I definitely started in the wheat.
The wheat makes me really full.
Now it does. Yeah. But at the time, like I was like, oh, this tastes good. It's like it tastes a little bit sweet.
Yeah.
And then yeah, if you put some fruit in it.
And I remember like being like, how do you get to like beer? And one of my friends was like, you gotta chew fruity gum when you drink it. So like
That's so funny.
That college age, like just trying to get it down. It's so funny.
But once you get out of that college, cheap, crappy beer phase, you realize there are so many styles.
Yeah.
So like if you don't like the light, bitter taste, you know, I feel like stouts are kind of intimidating. But I think if you have the right one, if it's not barrel aged, it's like not super intense. You can find stouts that are lighter. Like my sister likes beer, but she's not a big hoppy IPA fan. Uh-huh. So she started to like stouts and darker beers that have like a little bit of a flavor to them, like a chocolate stout or something like that. So
I also really liked Spare Rib. I still like Spare Rib, but I remember going to the runs at Red Coyote and they had free beer after. And like, I don't know, it was 22, 23 and I was like, wow, I get a free beer. Like, I was so excited. But that was one that I have really fond memories of too. So okay, awesome. So we're gonna get into talking about Coop a little bit, like the history, but I also know that you love podcasts.
I do love podcasts.
And you listen to lots of podcasts. Yeah. And so do I. So I think we should have a podcast recommendation section right now. So I know you love like My Favorite Murder and uh-huh. That's Why We Drink. What are some other ones that you're like super into right now? This is for true crime fans.
Yes. So I did just listen to Dr. Death, which was a Wondery podcast. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. It was really interesting and suspenseful. But for true crime and podcast fans, if you have not listened to Dirty John, it's like really that is one of my favorites because that one, like the ending just like totally goes for a loop. Like you don't see it coming and it's really interesting. And they're making a like scripted show of it, which I'm always like weary of how that's going to turn out. But the cast looks good. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Connie Britton.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. And Eric Bana.
Yeah,
I think. Yes, Dr. Death is really good. Is it also Wondery?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Death is about, or not Dr. Death, Dirty John is just about a relationship that just went crazy wrong. Dr. Death is about a spine surgeon, and I can't get through
it. I know. I have recommended it to people, but then I'm like, but it's really like, it makes me never want to go to the doctor or the hospital. I have friends who've like started listening to it. They're like, I'm too paranoid to listen to this.
Right. But I had to get dental work done this week and I was like turned on Dr. Death. I was like, nope.
Yeah. Like someone I work with who loves podcasts, I told her about that one and she's like, yeah, I listened to the first episode, but my dad like has some back problems. And she's like, I just don't. It's too close to home. I don't want to listen. And that one is good because it kind of like Dirty John, you're just kind of like back and forth a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So it's about a spinal surgeon who just has a lot of botched surgeries where his patients are seriously hurt or die.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a back and forth of like, is he doing it on purpose? Uh-huh. Like, is he murdering them or is he just totally incompetent and doesn't realize it? So.
And you finished the whole thing? Is it all out?
I finished it finished, but they're doing where they do like bonus episodes. Okay. So they're kind of talking to the host about different things, and I can't get too far into it without ruining it. But basically like follow up of like what's happening now.
I really have been into Slow Burn this season. Okay. Have you heard of that one?
Uh-uh.
There's two seasons. The one previous was about Watergate, which is like kind of a little bit too far detached for me to really care about. But this season is about Monica Lewinsky and President Clinton and that whole scandal. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really interesting because I remember seeing that stuff when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So it's like cool to listen to it and find out what actually happened, because all I remember was like news reports and things like that. So I think it's really well done and really well researched, and it's not political at all. It's just kind of historical.
Yeah.
So I think it's really interesting, and I recommend that one for sure. And then obviously My Favorite Murder is like
always
the number one. Yeah.
Another good, not as much true crime, but kind of reminds me of the Slow Burn you were just talking about, kind of like pop culture investigative, is called What Really Happened with Andrew Jenks. I don't know if you're familiar with him. Mm-hmm. He had a show on MTV, God, at this point, probably like 5-6 years ago, called World of Jenks. And he like went around and basically like spent time with people who were way different from him, like spent a week with him. And it was a docuseries. And I just like him and have followed him on social media since then. So each episode is a different like pop culture moment that he really dives into of like what really happened.
Oh, cool.
So there's an episode on Princess Diana, which that's one where I was like, I don't know anything about that besides that she died in a car accident with a paparazzi. So it kind of like digs into like her her like marriage drama and all that.
She had some drama.
I know. And there was stuff my husband didn't even know about. Mm. Like I was like, oh yeah, her husband was like in love with another woman. And he's like, what are you talking about?
You're like, have you heard of Camilla?
And then he had an episode on, like, he's in a second season now. So he had an episode on why the movie John Carter was such a flop when it had so much money put into it. And it was this huge, like, Disney, like, supposed to be the next Harry Potter kind of thing. And then it just failed. There's also one on Britney Spears, 2007 Breakdown.
Oh.
So it, like, really runs the gamut. There's one on Serena Williams, Michael Jordan. So it's, like, all kinds of pop culture stuff.
I would really like that.
Yeah.
And Bryce Waller, if you're listening, you would really like that, too, because he has a pop culture podcast called Screaming with Bryce. And he loves talking about all that kind of stuff.
And sometimes it's stuff I didn't even know about. So there's one on Serena Williams. I guess she and Venus were supposed to play each other in some tournament. Mm-hmm. And then at the very last minute, Venus like backed out and said she was hurt. But no, everyone was like
eating it. You're like, okay, now let's go get pizza because I'm still hungry. And this costs $14 for half of a cauliflower.
Yeah. A cauliflower steak, it's like they're selling like that heart, like the root of the cauliflower, which is what you cut off and either turn into like puree or stock or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah. That's the same price as a filet.
Right. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Weird.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that, but you are right. You are correct.
I mean, how much does a cauliflower head cost? $2.50
Oh, less than that at
less
Aldi.
Than that. Oh.
It was like $1.50 because I picked it up last night and I was like, do you want this?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, put it back. So, yeah. So yes, I really love your writing. You have some great content ideas. So where do you guys collaborate on content, like recipes and things like that?
I plan the meals for the week.
Okay.
And run them by him because, like, what if I like kale and he doesn't really like kale.
There's a time and a place for kale.
Yeah.
No.
I'll just run the recipes by him to see if he's, like, into it. And then actually we're going grocery shopping this afternoon.
Okay.
So we'll usually do our grocery shopping on Sundays. We're not going for the week. We're just getting stuff for dinner tonight.
You did mention, are you guys going to brunch after this?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Okay, so this is another controversial subject.
I love it.
So we are going to the Jones Assembly.
Yeah.
And we love their food.
Yes.
We always say that it's so Dallas. We hate Dallas.
It's so Dallas. It's like uptown. It's so uptown Dallas.
Every single person that comes in here is like, Jones Assembly is the scene.
Yeah.
But they have great food.
They have great food, but their service is garbage. Bad.
Really?
It's so bad.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because the space is so big and like they can't see when people
are done
service.
Yeah.
But the last time we went, you know, it was just us and there was a table next to us and, you know, this girl kept waiting on him, bringing them stuff. And we're like, oh, I guess that's not our waitress.
Right.
15 minutes later, oh, it is our waitress.
Yeah.
And then she brought us water.
Yeah.
I haven't been since November. So okay. I haven't. It's a little pricey.
It's pricey.
Like, it's a special occasion place for us usually. I went for my birthday. And I love the food there. And I love the marketing. I love everything about it.
Yeah, everything about it is great.
It's great.
But service is slow.
Yeah. And it's a scene.
Yeah.
That's
what
I was telling Tom and Casey. I was like, if I was a jungle cat still, I would be up, up in there Friday night, Saturday night, and I would find myself in a
Well, that's, we don't go there for dinner because it's like exactly what you said. We'll go there for brunch. And last night we were like, I wish they were on Postmates because we would have just done that. Like,
we don't have to go.
We're big Postmates people.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, if they could just deliver it to us right here, we would much rather do that than actually go.
Yeah. So do you have like the Postmates subscription or you just
okay, we do,
I accidentally got that and I am so bad at this. I am trying to get a lot better at finances, but I'm so bad at signing up for something for a free trial and then it like keeps going. So
I mean, if you get Postmates
more than once a week, even
it pays
a few times a month, it pays for itself. It's just you just have to spend $20 and you get free delivery. And
I mean, we're gonna spend $20 between the two of us anyway.
What's the best place to get Postmates from? Because sometimes you get it and it's like
not good.
Wrong or cold.
Well,
or
we got it from Iron Star last night and they usually do it well. But I like, again, kale. I like their kale salad, but I'll get it without chicken and add their black bean relish to it. I mean, not black bean, black-eyed pea relish to it. And it was wrong last night. And I got the side of mac and cheese that's like,
that
was $4.
But their mac and cheese,
it's so good.
But Republic is really good.
Yeah, Republic.
I mean, Republic's good. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
we go there all the time. We get Saturn Grill on Postmates a lot.
Republic's really good about, like, you say, hey, I want this, but I want this, like, changed, and they just do it.
They just get it right.
Yeah.
So Emily, we knew each other because you work for Hal Smith.
Correct.
And you're the director of digital marketing.
My title is digital marketing strategist.
Whoa. Very nice. So how did you get into that? Did you start out in food or
tell me a little bit about that? So right out of college, I started working at an advertising agency, which is where Ed and I met. And so I was there for 4 years.
Okay.
How do I put it? I just got tired of it, I guess.
You wanted something different.
Something different. And
well, and you were already doing your Instagram, so you were already
writing
about food in a social media space.
Right.
Yeah.
And then his brother's wife is a manager at a Louis,
a Korean place that closed down, unfortunately. That was like my favorite restaurant. We would go all the time. So I found at Super Cow Win, you can buy the frozen ones and then you can steam them in your Instant Pot and you can fill them with like whatever you want to. So if you have leftover like proteins, you just stick them in the buns and eat them. They're
little scallions
so,
on top, make it look fancy. Man,
they're so good. They're so good. Yeah, and you can buy little ones or big ones or whatever. And then, it just works really easy in the Instant Pot. You just steam them. Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Delicious.
Yeah.
When you were living in Pittsburgh, what did you miss about like Oklahoma cuisine? Did you miss your family? Did you miss like Tex-Mex? Did you miss anything?
So Pittsburgh has a very small Hispanic population.
Okay.
So it was hard finding like good Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a few like places now that are starting to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place called Taco that's all about tacos.
Okay.
And they're good.
Yeah.
But honestly,
it's not the same.
No.
Yeah.
It was trying to be fancy tacos, and it's like, no.
That's what's happening in the Plaza District. It's a new place by Good Egg called Mexican Radio, and I'm like, hipster tacos. It's going to be like $12.99 for three street tacos, and you're like, Why? Yeah.
Hey, if it's good.
But if it's not good, yeah. I just have a huge problem with Barrios, and anyone that listens to this knows that I do. But yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. But yes, so you really miss the Mexican cuisine.
Yeah, so I missed Mexican food, like mm-hmm. authentic, real mm-hmm. Mexican food. And let me think, what else? What does Oklahoma have that?
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah, chicken fried steak, some gravy.
Yeah, gravy.
I don't know. I think I pretty much just missed Mexican food there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my family, like being far away for 12 years, mm-hmm. and it's not that far away. Like, I could hop on a plane, be there like that afternoon if yeah. I wanted to, but still.
It's still like a process to get home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the thing I am missing about Pittsburgh now that I'm here in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. it's just a different type of city. Like, you have to drive everywhere in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. You have to have a car.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in Pittsburgh, like, depending on what neighborhood you live in, but I lived in Squirrel Hill, mm-hmm. and you could just hopping on a bus wasn't a weird thing. Like, you could just get on a bus and go somewhere.
Yeah. And it's weird here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right? You can't take a bus from Southside Oklahoma City. Yeah. The public transport. And that's like what I'm always blown away by when I'm like last year I went to DC and then I've been to Chicago a bunch of times. And it's like, I love taking the public transport. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. It sucks.
So not being able to like, I had a grocery store that I could walk to. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I do if I didn't have an ingredient.
You just walk there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being without a car, especially, it's like, I feel like I'm just stuck in this mm-hmm. house. Like, I need
I got to get an Uber to go to the grocery yes. store or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
But my family's here mm-hmm. and Oklahoma really has changed so much yeah. in the 12 years that I've been gone. Mm-hmm. Like, so many good restaurants. I feel mm-hmm. like. Oh, I don't think I told you this, but I got made a reservation to Nonesuch.
Oh, okay.
I'm very excited.
Okay. Well, so what did you get like the 10 course, 12 course, wine pairing? What did you get?
I don't remember how many courses. I think it's okay. 10 or 12.
Okay.
And we got the wine pairing.
Okay. Okay.
So it's just so happened that we wanted to do it on a weekend. Uh-huh. And they had one weekend that we couldn't. And then the next one was like our wedding anniversary weekend.
Oh, fun.
And I was like, all right, I'll spend $400. Let's do this. My wedding
Let's weekend. Do it. Yeah, I still can't afford it. Yeah. I'm like, that's, and I need to go with someone, not my boyfriend, because he would be like, why is it so small?
Wait, have you gone?
No, oh, I haven't okay. been. Yeah.
I thought you did for some reason.
No, I haven't been yet. I know. I have been to Nani, which was okay. the first iteration of Nonesuch. The chefs that put together Nonesuch had a supper club okay. and you would book a reservation online. They wouldn't tell you the address until you booked the reservation, and you went to a house on Klassen that was not zoned correctly for food service yeah. at all.
Yeah.
And they were just in this tiny kitchen in the back, and it was like Nonesuch.
Okay.
And they brought out, I think we had 12 courses maybe. And it definitely wasn't like as foraged as Nonesuch. Everything was like super relatable. Like, it was like an Asian Native American fusion, and it was BYOB. And it was $45. I know. That was like the best. And then you just tipped them whatever. Yeah. And we had a great time, and it was, there was a table full of our friends and a table full of people that we didn't know. Uh-huh. So you're all around the table. And we spent 3 hours there. Like, they only had one seating a night. Uh-huh. So it was just a really great experience. I kind of don't want to ruin that yeah. with, like, the new version. But I do need to try it eventually, yeah. you know. And I could drop the money on it, like, but I'm just scared.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do it. Maybe I should book it right now.
Well, the reason.
Or just do it by myself, like, yeah. and just see.
Oh, I should have added you to our list.
I'll book the same night as you guys.
Yeah, just sit next to
you. I'm wondering if all their reservations are sold out or not.
I don't know. I did do it, like,
right when the
within the, like, 2-3 days that they released.
Okay. So it didn't sell out like
no.
that. Okay.
No.
which did like after they were announced.
Yeah.
Best new restaurant. So, yes, I'll definitely have to try it and see. Maybe that'll be like my treat or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you need to tell me the places that I need to check out, because yes. I am compiling a list of restaurants that I
need to try.
Need to try.
Okay. Well, today after we quit recording, we'll go to Magasin Table.
Okay.
It's a new Vietnamese place. I haven't tried it before.
Okay.
And it's in the Prairie okay. Brewery. So we'll do that and we'll try that and then we'll go do our pictures or whatever. Okay. So we're going to wrap up. Where can people find you?
You can find me at IsabelEats.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Isabel Eats anywhere.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram.
Pinterest.
I'm not really on Twitter.
Okay.
So don't message me there. Don't look there.
Don't look at that at all.
and YouTube.
Okay. And yeah, you have really cool videos on your Instagram. I highly, highly encourage you to go follow her Instagram account. She's got some awesome, like, and now that I know like what it takes to do a recipe video, it's like, I just think it's so cool that you do it and that you're so good at it. And thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
and everybody go give.
It's like, I've never operated super well at like when I had an office job, and I love it and they were great jobs and the people were awesome. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been here for all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to like, I always need people. So if I'm at a desk, I'm like, I need to get up and go talk to somebody or go do something outside. And so it's just really, that's really where that comes from, or the illusion of that I get a lot done is just like, I do a lot of things all day.
That's what I'm like. There's so many things that I want to do, like hobby wise and side hustle wise. But it's like, I work, you know, a full time job, 7 to 5. And then I have like a half day Fridays, but it's still like, you're at work and you're like, okay, I'm doing this corporate thing. And then you're like, well, how am I supposed to?
You know, absolutely. I don't know. And I have a very flexible schedule too. So that helps a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I love my job, but it's still like, sometimes I'm like, well, I'd rather be, you know, cooking something or taking pictures or doing whatever. So, well, we're very excited about the kitchen at Common
Place.
How can people find you?
I guess Instagram. Yeah.
And it's Omar Chris.
Omar Chris, yeah.
Okay, cool. And do you know like around the time you guys are opening, maybe in the next month or so?
Yeah, I would say in the next, let's say month, 2 months
okay,
to be safe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody go out and visit Chris.
I'd love to see you.
He'll be slinging salads.
For sure.
and follow him on Instagram. I'm sure you probably, if you listen to this, you probably already do. But you can follow OKC Over Easy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com/OKCOverEasy, and then OKCOverEasy.com. I also have an e-newsletter that goes out called Breakfast Battles. If you want to sign up for that, you can do it on OKCOverEasy.com. It comes out monthly. And last month was bacon versus sausage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that was really fun. I don't know what this month is going to be, but thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I had a great time. And everybody go visit the kitchen at Common Place. Bye.
Bye.